These days, we live in informal times. First names are in, and formal titles are going the way of the top hat. Commentator Alyssa Eli isn't sure she likes the change.
All my mother's friends have the same first name, which is Mrs. At my wedding, one of them took me aside. "Please," she said, her hand around my waist. "It's so silly now. I've known you all your life. Call me by my real name. You make me feel old." I knew her real name, of course. It's Jean. Formality, after all these years, seemed pretentious. We were both grown-ups. We'd both seen death and birth. I tried her real name. It was like biting an enormous sour object. I went 3 rounds with the fruit, then gave up. "I can't," I said, worn out from trying to transcend the generations. "I'm so sorry, Mrs. Paley. I just can't do it." Names are everything. For years after medical school, I introduced myself to everyone as Dr. Eli. I pinned my hospital name tag to the refrigerator because the lettuce needed to know. The word sat on my tongue, a new flavor, and I liked the taste of it. It was so formal, so clear, so hard-won. My mother's friends took to Dr. Eli immediately. My husband took it down a peg or two with his tone. Solicitors asked for Dr. Ely or Dr. Eel or once Dr. Fly. They had one chance to get it right. Names are everything. But the generations and the rules change. All day now I work in a hospital where patients the ages of my mother's friends call me Dr. Eli, and the voicemail starts with 2 assured syllables. Then I get into the car and speed south. The playground is full of 5- and 6-year-olds waiting for pickup at the end of their own long professional day. They are sassy powerhouses. They can do triple twist double jumps and run like the wind. They plan to live forever. 3 of them are doing penny drops on the swings, hanging by their knees ponytail first. When not in Olympic training, they act as sentries for one another. The one in the middle notices me, does a neat backflip, and pokes the girl on each side. Then all 3 start running like the wind, past the swings and the monkey bars towards me. The one in the middle yells the loudest. It's my real name she's calling. "Hey," she screams, "Rebecca's mom, watch this."
Alyssa Eli is a psychiatrist in Massachusetts.